Welcome to another edition of Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network. That's at T Sportsnet on Twitter, and I'm Peter Katrumpis, your host. Follow me at PK Sports, where we talk about and give you quick updates on sports happenings in the Triangle. Today we're looking at the past week of training camp for the Carolina Hurricanes and looking at what the future can hold coming out of the preseason. Following two losses, a 2-0 deficit to the Washington Capitals and a 7-3 loss to the Pittsburgh Penguins on Tuesday, Coach Bill Peters had pointed remarks specifically for his younger players, like Jeff Skinner, Elias Lindholm, and Victor Rask. It seemed that he wasn't happy with their compete level, and it looked to show that he was focusing on their particular goal production more so than even more experienced players like Eric or Jordan Staal. This seems to indicate a different turn and focus for this team. This may be the year that Peters will put more pressure on those younger players in order to perform and get to the level that he expects. He has been on record before stating that he expects that Elias Lindholm could and should score close to 30 goals this season.
Well, the ceiling's quite high, and obviously continued improvement from last year. So it hurt a little bit first 2 years, you know, coming in as a young guy, playing a little undersized probably, bigger, stronger, probably in best shape of his life, and he should be at his age. So, I think depending on who he plays with, he's going to be a guy that's going to scratch towards 30 goals.
Even after their performance during the red-white scrimmage, Peters had a good note to say about the line, but specifically, it was this one line.
The guys are more or less the regulars of the NHL experienced guys, kind of set a tone, and, you know, did other guys try and match up to that when you saw that type of a scrimmage?
Yeah, it was good. I thought there was one shift, the Rask line dominated down low, and they should have. You know, they should dominate at that stage of the game, and they did.
So where does that leave everyone wondering where Bill Peters is with regard to the Rask, Skinner, Lindholm line? Well, the bottom line is the expectations have been set and they will be pressured more to perform and to finish. Highly expected when you consider that this team is getting a little older when looking at Eric Staal and even Jordan and some of the other forwards. So it is the younger players that will make the difference for this team if it is going to move forward. Thus, don't be surprised to hear more comments from Peters that will more pointedly remark on their play, both good and bad, in order to help these young guys become the full pros and the expected stars that they hope them to be in the near future. Many times this Carolina Hurricanes offense has been very predictable amongst opponents, so having new energy and new tempo and pace coming from the younger players will be the key to success for the future here in Carolina. If it's not, then expect to see the same results, and unfortunately, a team that will more than likely miss the playoffs once again. That'll do it for today's segment of Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network at T Sportsnet on Twitter. I'm Peter Katrumpis at PK Sport. Give us a follow and keep up to date with the news that we present to you on all happenings from Triangle Area Sports on a daily and a weekly basis. Have a great day.